I am linking these two techniques in this module because the brainstorming sessions that I will describe in a few minutes are designed to engage two different parts of your brain. In this challenge approach, key stakeholders in the original analysis, including drafters and primary coordinators, conduct two brainstorming sessions using two different approaches to explore what could have caused the analysis to be wrong. It is best to first conduct the premortem analysis, a creative, right-brained activity reflecting system one thinking, and then follow it with the structured self-critique, a more rigorous, left-brained activity reflecting system two thinking. In both techniques, all team or group members don a hypothetical black hat and become critics of their own analysis. When questions are asked about the same topic but from a different perspective, people often give a different answer than they gave before. For example, if a team member is asked if he or she supports the team's conclusions, the answer will usually be yes. However, if all team members are urged to compete to find who can discover the biggest vulnerability in the team argument, that team member may give a quite different answer. This shift in the frame of reference is intended to change the team dynamics. The critical perspective should always generate more critical ideas. Team members who may have previously suppressed questions or doubts because they lacked confidence are now empowered to express those divergent thoughts. If this change in perspective is handled well, each team member will know that they add value to the exercise for being critical of the previous judgment, not for supporting it.